KX93.5, we are Laguna's only FM, member-supported, nonprofit, generational alt-rock radio right here in Laguna Beach, California. And we are happy to be joined by a Laguna Beach native who has made it big in her own way, Tasha Rain. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm going to read. You said that you're not always familiar what your PR people send the radio station. So I'm going to read your introduction based on the PR. You're a university student, vegetarian, writer, free spirit, yoga enthusiast, feminist, and hardcore porn star.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that accurate?
I think it's like... basically accurate. Some of those things can leave that bio.
First of all, you're up very early for yourself this morning.
Yes.
So thank you for functioning for us this early in the morning.
Oh, you're so welcome. I didn't even have a chance to get my Starbucks either. So
we have some muffins that the last guy brought.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
He did indeed say, please share them with Tasha. So
really?
You can have one.
Oh my gosh, how nice of him.
So you are from here. You went to high school here.
I did. Middle school and elementary school.
Did
so
you do the
really
whole,
cool.
which middle school and elementary school did you go to?
Thurston Middle School and El Moro Elementary and Presbyterian Preschool.
So you are a longtime local of Laguna.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I never come home too, so this is really cool to be here and exciting for me.
And you were on the show Laguna Beach.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, briefly.
Briefly.
Yeah.
That was another thing that I think ties you to the town.
Oh,
so,
you're right.
You know, we'll talk about your career and everything, but what led you to do what you do after graduating and now you're a student at UCLA? How did it happen?
I was always interested in the adult industry, and so I took the steps in order to become the adult actress that I am today.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to do, so I pursued it when I got to LA.
It's very vague, but I'll accept the answer. I'll accept the answer that you took the steps. You were on the cover of the February 14th issue of OC Weekly, so it seems, and then you've got like 150,000 Twitter followers. Your website is huge. I mean, you're really doing well.
Thank you so much for being so complimentary.
Well, you are.
You do.
Yeah, it's very impressive what you've pulled off in the adult industry. Would you say it's a difficult one to get into?
Not to get into, but to stay in. It's very difficult, yes, because it's easy for any young, cute girl to want to make a movie and to go to LA and have somebody, an adult company, hire her to be in an adult film. But to be able to be hired and keep the longevity going and to continue to shoot is a whole nother story. It's very competitive, and there's a lot of very attractive, talented girls that you're constantly really competing for work with. And so... yes, it's pretty, you know, it can be stressful,
but it's fun,
I love it.
How do you distinguish yourself? What are the challenges that make you, you know, more hireable than another adult star?
You know, I think adult is similar to mainstream modeling, so it has a lot to do with the way that you look and then also the way that you perform and if your fans like you. So if, you know, you work for companies and they have a good reviews and people watch those movies and those scenes and they say, I want to watch her again, then they'll hire you back. And also you have to have a good attitude and be normal and show up to set on time and do all those things too. But I think what makes me stand out is that I'm really personable with all my fans. And
yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, I love my fans. And so I do a lot of conventions and I feature dance on the weekends at gentlemen's clubs all over the U.S. and travel far away to go and meet people in person and sign videos and to just have a one-on-one experience so that they know that like I'm in it and I love it and I'm here for them.
Do you like the attention of the Twitterverse and the fans that you have?
I love Twitter. Twitter is so cool. It's like I can't really get into other social media. Like I'm not really into Facebook and Instagram or any of those things. Like I'll dabble in them, but Twitter, for some reason, I love it because it's so personable.
Right. And
you know?
What I noticed, and this was a testament to how much your fans really do love you. I looked at some of your Twitter followers and like half of them have changed their profile picture to your face. Did you notice this?
Sometimes I notice that.
And they're tweeting at you and it's a picture
so cute.
Of you. It is very nice.
Yes.
It must be very complimentary
I
for
love
you.
Them.
Again, Tasha Rain is in studio. What is your website for people who want to follow along at home, if you will?
Oh, my Twitter is at Tasha Rain and my website is www.tasharain.com.
I will admit, I did do my research before you came in.
Oh boy, how exciting.
I just want to make sure I knew who I was talking to.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I hope you're okay with that.
I like that.
Good. So you also are sort of political in the sex world. You talk about some of the important issues and stuff that we face today. Well, if you want to get into it. What's a tough one that now the adult industry has to deal with if you don't mind talking about?
Oh, well, the condom law has recently passed in LA County, and it passed by about 5%. Unfortunately, due to a lot of uneducated information and people that don't know about the adult business and how this is now going to affect our daily lives and California's taxes, California's money, basically the entire adult industry as a whole and everybody involved in it, not just the people in front of the camera. And so now there is another condom law being passed, and it's going to be statewide. And so when that vote comes, I hope everybody votes, you know, no on the condom law. It's a horrible thing that has now made the adult industry completely leave LA. Well, it will soon. It's making its baby steps.
Does it
right
have
now.
To do with the fact that people don't want to watch that?
There's so many different aspects that play a part. It's not for me. It would be impossible for me to go to set and, you know, perform the sex acts for over an hour with a condom. That wouldn't be something that would be physically comfortable for me.
But I think I understand what you're saying.
But it's more than a condom. It's for girl scenes, for instance. You need to have basically plastic wrap over the entire girl in order to do a scene with her. So it would there wouldn't be a scene.
Right.
There's so many different things, but mostly we self-regulate as an industry, and there's been no spread of HIV within the adult industry in the last decade. But in LA County, every day, thousands of people are infected. So, you know, obviously we have a system down that's working for us. It's never happened. So,
I mean, at the end of the day, you're professionals and you know what you're doing. And you
it's
know,
the risk
you do this
calculus
for a living.
We
right.
take when we go into the job that we go into. We're educated adults that are making this decision to have sex that, you know, we get tested every 10 days, get pricked in the arm, and we know what's up.
Yeah.
So it's very frustrating. But yes, porn would be very difficult to sell if, you know, there was condoms constantly in it. And for the male performers, it would be very difficult for them to do their jobs with that as well. And there's just a lot of different issues that play a factor in this. They want people to come to set now when we pull a permit to shoot adult, to come to set and to make sure that we're actually using all of this protection, and they're gonna like come in and look at the girls, and it's just there's so many things that are wrong about this picture,
right?
And everybody, all the taxpayers are gonna pay for it. So
we are in studio right now with adult film star and vegetarian yoga enthusiast, feminist, university student, all the other things that we mentioned. Tasha Raine is in studio with us. Thanks for waking up early and joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Tasha and I were discussing off the air, and we don't have to get too into it, of the difficulty of having a regular life and being an adult star. Must be hard, actually.
Yeah, sometimes it can, you know, bring difficulties.
Right. How is your relationship life?
Oh.
Can we delve into that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I had a boyfriend for a year and a half who was in the adult industry in some capacity, owning an agency. So he used to be a performer, but when we dated, he never performed.
Okay.
So that worked out great because he totally sympathized and understood exactly, you know, my job and how it's a job and all of those different things that most people, we call them civilians.
Right? Civilians.
We do.
I want to learn all the adult lingo.
Yes,
okay.
We call everyone else civilians. Cannot understand, which is totally understandable. So that worked out pretty well. And then we broke up like about a year ago. And so I date all sorts of different individuals in the industry, outside of the industry, and I'm just having fun and being 24.
There you go. Is it harder to relate to people outside of the industry?
It's not that it's harder to relate. It's that occasionally, eventually in the relationship, lots of questions will come up about my job, and then, you know, maybe some little guilty pokes from the other person, like, oh, maybe you should stop doing boys and just do girls, and, you know, things like that.
Right.
It's normal and natural, and I'm just having fun. So.
What's the biggest misconception us civilians have about the porn industry that we don't understand about you adult stars?
Oh, goodness. That's so vague, isn't it?
It is
like,
vague.
There's so many
it is
things.
Vague.
But I think, you know, the ultimate misunderstanding is media literacy. People don't watch adult and then think that that's a directed scene in a house that we were all, you know, paid to do with hair and makeup, and it was a process that took days on end to create a movie. They watch it and they think it's literal. They think that those are those girls. They're, you know,
they
for
take
better
it as
terms,
reality.
As sluts and whores. Yeah, yeah. They think it's reality. And then they go and they either treat those individuals as the character that they play in right. the movies, or they just have this big misconception that it's this unregulated, crazy thing that, you know, only a broken person would really do. And that's a vibe that I get from people. People don't necessarily have to say it. They just have to treat you a certain way. And then you're like, oh, I get it. They're just ignorant.
Is that a more common way than being treated as a human now for you? Like,
no, it not more common, because I feel like I surround myself with people that really support sure. me. And, you know, I'm often around either people in my business, or I'm at school where there's all these open-minded, liberal, young, fun people.
Right.
But I definitely, if you were asking me, are there people that, you know, have some sort of issue, that would be some of the treatment.
Sure. Yeah. Again, Tasha Raine, not only is an adult star, is a university student. What are you studying?
Women's studies is my major. I graduate in a little less than a year, and I'm so excited because I'm already like a fifth year and I need to get out.
Right.
But I've been busy working, so.
What is the longevity of an adult star? Like, how long do you expect to do it?
That's a good question. Everybody really differs. It depends on where you see yourself in the adult industry. I mean, there are women that do this line of work for a very long time. And I mean, I have been in it now for about 3 years and I'm 24. I cannot see myself going past 30, right. but I think, you know, it would be hard for me to say this is the year I'm going to quit, or
sure.
this is what I'm going to, or if I am going to quit, if I might just do what I'm doing now and just go behind the scenes and direct and produce, or, you know, do other things. There's so many things to do in adult. It's not just right. performing. But I don't see myself being in front of the camera into my 30s. It doesn't to me, that just doesn't sound appealing. But there's nothing wrong with that. I just don't want to do that.
Okay, that's yeah. good. Now I do want to talk. I mentioned this. What's like a secret that we don't know as a civilian?
Oh my goodness.
Where you maybe can't even say it. That
well,
it's so secret.
No, I can say it. There's so many secrets, but one right off the top of my head is the Cetaphil that we put as the pop shot, you know, to replace the actual cum, if that's even allowed to be on.
Wow.
Yeah.
That so. Is, I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I really did not
okay,
know that.
Okay, so other people don't know either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that would be like kind of secretive. When I go into a store before performing for my own site or my own productions, I buy Cetaphil and make sure, you know, I get a bottle that squirts well so it just looks like the product that you need to display for the viewers.
I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
See,
I mean, there really is a pop shot, but that is for, you know, to make it extra crazy looking, extra photos, all
right.
those things. Yeah.
Tasha and I were talking off the air how much we can really delve into and keeping the audience tuned in and not covering their ears. And that's fascinating.
Really?
Thank you. I'm really interested in that. Again, Tasha Raine, you can find her at TashaRaine.com. How did you decide to, by the way, you spell Raine like the king.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, R-E-I-G-N.
I'm like a princess.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't mean to insult you. And then you are doing some more media, some more tours. You have more radio interviews. What is next for you? What do you hope to do? What's the goal?
Oh my goodness, there's so many questions. I have so many goals. I don't know. Today I just want to make sure that I get through turning in
my
English assignment at 12 at UCLA. And she keeps on saying that it's time marked. I'm like, okay, what would make the difference if I turned it at 12 or 12:01? But all right, whatever, Mrs. Smith.
Well,
you
need
know?
To turn in your paper Mr. before Smith, before noon.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
what's
it's
it about?
Annoying.
Do you need help?
No, it's about Edgar Allan Poe's literature called Hop Frog. It's just crazy.
I'm not familiar with Hop Frog.
No, you shouldn't be. It's scary. and then, yeah, tonight I'm going on Sirius XM Radio
yeah.
to do some sort of inner circle, really cool radio show.
We were
that
talking
I've been
about how that
so
could
excited.
Get that could get crazy, perhaps.
It could. We're going to be drinking and having fun and partying. It's going to be different than this morning.
Did you expect me to ask you to take your clothes off like Howard Stern style this morning?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I never expected that. It doesn't happen very often.
I'm going to, but off the air.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Behind the closed doors.
Tasha Raine is in studio. Thank you so much for making the trip down here this morning. I know
yeah.
I know you came and stayed with your mom, which you don't always get to do. So
yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for visiting us. Again, TashaRaine.com. Her Twitter is at Tasha Raine, spelled like a princess. And thank you very much. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Stay in touch and come by anytime, okay?
Sounds good.
We are KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.